Multiple former Senate candidates coalesce behind Kelly Chibica, not Lisa Murkowski. By Wendell Hasebo on September 14, 2022. Three former U.S. Senate candidates in recent weeks have coalesced behind Trump-endorsed Kelly Chibica and not behind the 21-year incumbent, Senator Lisa Murkowski, R.A.K. Candidates suspending their campaigns and falling behind Chibica is exactly what she needs to win because of Alaska's ranked choice voting system, which forwards votes from lesser candidates behind stronger ones as balloting progresses. Their early departure from the race and endorsement of Chibica will have an impact on the amount of votes that will fall to Chibica over Murkowski, as the second and third ballots present themselves. The latest example of a candidate dropping from the race to back Chibica is Pat Nolan. The Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, who finished fifth in the August 16 primary, announced his support of Chibica Wednesday. Alaska doesn't need a 25-year career politician who helps Joe Biden but obstructed Trump, Nolan said in a press release. Murkowski isn't independent or for Alaska, but instead she's become increasingly liberal and votes along with her liberal D.C. friends. Kelly Chibica will fight for Alaska, for our jobs, our resources, and our Second Amendment rights. Nolan is the third candidate to back Chibica. On Monday, Buzz Kelly, a fellow Republican candidate, suspended his campaign and endorsed Chibica. Before that, Edgar Blatchford, a former U.S. Senate Democrat candidate, bowed out and endorsed Chibica. Our campaign continues to coalesce grassroots support and our growing unified front will retire Lisa Murkowski after 21 years in the Senate, Chibica said of the endorsements. We need a senator who will actually fight for Alaska, not bend to the will of the D.C. elites and support Joe Biden's energy-annihilating, job-killing, gun-grabbing radical agenda at every turn. When I'm in the Senate, I will always stand up for Alaska and against the D.C. insiders. Blatchford's endorsement specifically could mitigate some of the Democrat support Murkowski needs to defeat Chibica. Democrat candidates in the open August 16 primary received about 8.5 percentage points of the vote. Because of the ranked choice voting system, and similarly to how Representative Liz Cheney, RY, tried to benefit from Democrat votes in her primary election loss, pro-impeachment Murkowski's best hope of winning re-election against Chibica could be the opposition party. The way Alaska's ranked choice general election and open primary system, instituted in 2020, works is as follows. All candidates from all parties appear on the ballot together in the August primary. The top four vote-getters regardless of party then advance to the general election, and their voters are given the opportunity to pick their top choice, as well as their second and third choices. If no candidate in the first round of voters' first choices gets 50% of the vote, the last place candidate's second choices are distributed across the remaining three candidates to see if someone can get across the majority threshold. If that fails again to produce a majority vote-getter, then a third round is conducted where the third place candidate's votes are redistributed according to second choices between the remaining two candidates. According to polling, Chibica is tied with Murkowski nearly 50 days until the general election. Chibica leads Murkowski on the first ballot by 7.9 points and on the second by 9.3 points. On the third ballot, the poll shows Murkowski leading Chibica by 0.2%, a statistical tie. Democrat Pat Chesbro received 13.1% on the first ballot and 13.9% on the second ballot before becoming ineligible for the third ballot. I think it is really becoming clear that Alaskans across the entire spectrum are uniting behind this campaign, Chibica told campaign supports on a Monday phone call after the poll was released. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.